Unit 60, The Revolutionary War. During the War for Independence, the rebel forces in the United States fought hard to free themselves from British rule. Their cardinal rule was to fight until the end, that they would not be forced to pay taxes to a crown that had no say over their livelihood. As far as they were concerned, the coronet that was on the head of the king had no power across the Atlantic Ocean. For this treason, the king of Britain ostracized all of the rebels and condemned them all to die a traitor's death. He ordered his troops to invade and take back control of his land and teach a lesson to any other countries that were thinking of rebellion. In this act, however, the king inadvertently rallied the rebels together, making them stronger in their hatred towards the crown. George Washington led the rebel forces against the British. He adamantly believed that they should be free to rule themselves and that British laws no longer applied to America. Further, he chose to listen to his heart rather than the words of decrepit old politicians who urged Washington to make peace with the king. Washington knew that the war would encompass all of America's territory. He knew that families all across the nation would be put into danger. When the war began, it was reminiscent of wars that the soldiers had fought in the past against the French. However, this was different as it was for their freedom. They battled hard throughout the months and returned slovenly to their camps after having fought a day's battle. Though it was a horrible thing, Washington and his followers moralized that the war would result in a better place for them to live in. At the apex of the war, Washington and his men camped at Valley Forge. It was a harsh winter in which the men were chased, miserable and full of fear. Many died as water began to run low in the camp's cistern. Yet many others pulled through the harsh winter in a harrowing act of courage. Washington and his men crossed the Potomac River and destroyed the British army. Once the British were forced off American land, the states were federated, forming a strong United States of America.